Simon Ayin Resh Beis Sif Yud Birchus Yayin Shal Kiddush Pateres Yayin Shebesech Hasuda. So the very pregnant that you say by Kiddush works for the meal as well. We didn't finish before. Where are we holding? Sif. It's holding Sif Tess.
Lama Beis, I think.
Lama Beis, yeah. No, we did Lama Beis. We're holding by Lama Gimel. So holding Sifkat and Lama Gimel. Yochel Kaddish Alav. A person who doesn't drink wine because of a netter, he can still say Kiddush on it. And Magen Rama, he created the Asur Bezel Kaddish Alman Ash Yishu Acherim. He cannot make Kiddush with intent that somebody else would drink. Kiman Shehem, Yadim Levorach Ba'atman Levorach Pregofen, so he should not be much to them. They should say their own. We don't want him around the Kos Yayin, so it was not appropriate that he should be holding the Kos Yayin and making the Kiddush. So they should make Kiddush on Yayin. And furthermore, it's even better if he should make Kiddush on Pas and not be involved in the Kiddush al Yayim because he might come to drink it. He should go somewhere else where there's people who are saying Kiddush. Okay. Which he's addressing the issue. The language is if there's nobody else with him, somebody else will be to you. The words don't make any sense. So that means go find somebody. Yeah. Sif Yud, Megvirchus Yayin Shal Kiddush, Pateres Yayin Shal Besech Hasuda. The Yayin of the Brei Pregofen of the Kiddush works for the wine during the meal. Venotam Bracha Lacharav, we don't need a Bracha Acharna. On the Yayin of the Kiddush, the Birchus Amazon Patartoi, it's included in the benching. Bein Shehu Alakos, Bein Shein Alakos, Vain Lil Simakuf Vain Dal, and Sifav. Whether you bench on a Kos or not, that doesn't make a difference. Yet the Mishabura, this bracha is being moitzi all of the wine which will be for the meal, because this is part of the meal in the sense that tzarech hasuda. The wine during the meal does not need to be pregofen because the pregofen of Kiddush is moitziyot. The Gemara actually has it as two units, wine during the meal and wine after the meal before you bench. This will be part of both of them. He doesn't have to say an al gefen because Birchus is mostly prepared to the Kirsha Kiddush, who gam came and called the worm a boy mach was a suda. So Mishabur is saying, why do you, this is, he didn't eat it during the meal or drink it during the meal. He drank it before the meal. So why does the benching have any connection to it? Benching is for what you partook during the meal. This was drank, the Kirsha Kiddush you drank before the meal. The answer, since the Kosher Kiddush is Tzarech Hasuda, because without it you can't eat. So it's included in the things which come because of the Suda, therefore benching, which is the bracha achrona, and the Suda includes the wine of Kiddush. Okay. Ma'ala Simkuf Ein Dalet, Haino, the Shom of Word, Tafila Loi Hoya Loi Yayim, Mechabas Hasuda, Ba'nazin, Gamkin Pertur, Abirchaz Amazin, the Kosher Kiddush. Even though he didn't have any wine during the meal, the benching will part to the Kosher Kiddush. So over there, Mishra actually brought a shaila about it. Wine during the meal is part of the Suda, and therefore that wine is patterned up by benching. The wine before the meal theoretically has no shaykhus to the benching. Let's say in a regular week, they not, you know, a person before they sat down to eat, they made a ripping up and they had a drink, and then they started the meal a little bit afterwards, and they drank wine during the meal. So if a person drinks before the meal, and then they eat the meal and they bench, the benching is not part of the Brei Pirgov, the Aleh Geffen, because it wasn't part of the meal. So he has to say an Aleh Geffen independent. If, however, when he made the Brei Pirgov, he had in mind to include the wine during the meal, and the wine during the meal is included in the benching, because that was part of the meal. So Agav, that the benching works for the wine during the meal, and the Brei Pirgov on the wine before the meal was what you allowed you to drink the wine during the meal. So it comes out that the wine of before the meal and the wine of during the meal are connected. And the wine of during the meal benching patters. So who would then a patter is the wine from before the meal. So that's if you drink during the meal. But the Mishabur over here, he's talking about a case where he didn't drink anything during the meal. So we're saying we're being mighty straight from the Kiddush all the way to the benching without the meal acting as the vehicle. So normally during the weekdays, that's not going to work. But on Shabbos, since the yain of the Kiddush is part, it's called Tzarech HaSudah, because you need to have the wine to be able to make the Kiddush, be able to have the meal, so the benching will include it. Mishabur over there, the Bir Alach over there, brought a sheet to said that that's not true. Since it's in that scenario, we did not have any wine during the meal, benching will not include the wine of the Kiddush. So he suggested two aids. One is the bench alakais. And then when you say, Brei Pirgov on the Kais, then you say an Alagefen on the wine from the Kais. You'll be Moitzi without Alagefen for the wine from the Kiddush. The other option he said was if a person would have explicit intent during benching to include that he's benching for the purpose of saying the Alagefen, now he'd be Yotze. Because there was a din over there in Hilchos, Birchos, Bracha Achrona, that if a person would say benching on Alagefen, he's Yotze B'Yavet. So here the person is saying benching for other purposes, but he has explicit intent when he benches to include the wine from the Kiddush, it'll work. The best eitzah over here is if you have wine during the meal, so you don't have this problem. That for sure works. Or if you bench alakais and you have the alagefen works for the wine of the Kiddush as well.
Is there a time issue here? How long after the Kiddush you can say either the Geffen or the benching, which covers it?
It's a good question. It seems to be the assumption by the Poskim is since you're being Osik and meal, etc., it's not considered. The Poskim handled by the Seder where you're actually not drinking or eating or anything like that. Why isn't that a Hefsik? Even that, or someone said this is all part considered.
You're saying the whole thing about Kos, I see more there. Saying Hagadah al Hakos, so it's all connected to the
Kos. I understand. The same on the other hand, you're not allowed to drink, right? So you have Rabbi Yashav actually said you should say an Aleh Geffen right after the first Kos, because by the time you get the second Kos, it's too late. So it's an Isher Ichol. Over here, that's what seems to be the assumption that since it's all part of the meal, etc., it's not a problem. But it is an interesting question. I always have that. I don't know. Fine. Simon Reshan Gimel Sefalov. So then, Kiddush Makom Suda, and Kiddush Elav Makom Suda. Kiddush has to be said in the place where you're reading. Vayis Echad Mipino Lepino Chashem Makom Echad. In one house, in one building, from one room to the from one side to the other side, that's called Makom Echad. Shem Kiddush Melechol Pinazul Nimlach Lechol Mipino Acheres. He made Kiddush with intent to eat in one corner. Then he said he'd eat all the way to the other side. Feel who track a gully with a very large hall. And Israel lacks the Kaddish. That's not called that you didn't have Kiddush Makom Suda and that you weren't near to Kiddush and you'd have to do Kiddush again. The requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda is Ma'akev. So if a person would say Kiddush not in the Makom he's eating, it wouldn't work. You have to make Kiddush again. But over here, this movement from one side of the hall to the other side of the hall. It's considered one malkum. Hagol umibayis the sukkah chasher kimipina lepina. Going from the house to the sukkah is considered moving from one side to the other side. of the hall. V'yesharim, shekol sheroy mekamoy. Some come up with a new argument that as long as you can see your original place, fill me by a sechotzer and a tzarich l'asur l'kaddish. He moved out of the house, he moved out of the building to outside. But since he positions himself in such a way that he can see his original makom, so that's still called makom sura. If the person had intent at the time of the Kiddush to move, that's not a problem of Kiddush, not from Malkum Suda.
It has to be a spot that you can see?
This last Yesharmim?
Yeah.
No. But the Hushiyu, Shema Karim Tabai Sechud, it's still in the same building. It's one room to the next. From the roof down to the ground floor. So the sheet allows you to move, have intent at the beginning of your Kiddush, then you're going to make Kiddush in room A, and then go eat in room B. And that's not a problem of Kiddush not from Malkum Suda, because you have that intent. But it does not allow you to have Kiddush in the building and then go have the Suda somewhere else. That's a problem. Malkum Suda, Zikta Mishabura, Sivkan Hal, Zainu, Sivkaras the Shabbos Arnig, but Malkum Arnig, Shua Suda, Shom Take Kriya Shakiddish. Because also the Shabbos, you're gonna announce the Shabbos, but it has to be Arnig in the place where the Arnig, where the meal, which is the Arnig, is going to take place. Okay. Lechel Pinazul, so he wants to move. He made Kiddush in corner A to move to corner B. That's fine. The close gain in Kiddush al das lechel b'pinah acheres shepherd ami. If he had intent to move, that's even better. Like we said at the end of the sif, here he had no intent to move. When he made the Kiddush, he planned to eat in corner A. And then after the Kiddush, he said, "You know what? Let's go to corner B." So it's not Malkum Suda. Same building, same room. It's okay. B'nimach lechel b'pinah acheres mikom Malkum lechatzilat toyb shalul loser b'Malkum haKiddush Kiddush. He changed his mind. Well, like, don't change your mind. Stay where you are. Much better. So yesh machirim gam apina lapina. There are people which are machir even from one side of the room to the other. In lusha yidaita b'zei shkiddush lechol mepina acheris. What's the entire b'dein lahakum b'zei? But if we made kiddush, he had to ask to move. Then we have that other sort to be misarif. So the ash should work within the same room for sure. That much every little masum das would work in the same room. Okay. Bepinach Harris, he wants to go from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. Avlim nimach lechel b'cheder acher. He decides to move to a different room totally. Avshu ba'osibayis, even though it's the same building. Tzarich l'achzor l'kaddish, kimishal yodaitim b'zeh le'beza kiddish. So right now we're saying that the fact that he's going to go to another room, he did not have that in mind, that he did not plan that. And have that in mind when he said the Kiddush. If he goes somewhere else, that's going to be a problem of Kiddush and not Malkum Suda. Right? The only exception is that if a person was rogel to go out, in other words, it's relevant. The person moves around his house, let's say by brachas, not by kiddush. It's by brachas, so you have a shini makom issue by brachas also. But he always moves around the house. He starts the meal, you know, he starts eating something over here, right? And he ends up over there, and then that's how he works. He's a bachelor. He has a wife making him keep his food in the living room, dining room, yeah? Right? So if that would be the situation, if that's standard, so then it's not called shini makom from one room to the next for him, because that's his regil. It's like he had das, even though he didn't have explicit das, but that's how he works, so that's known. But it's only a case where that wasn't true, and he makes the kiddush in one makom and decides to move somewhere else. I'm sorry, that's a problem. If you had intent to move, then that's the case later on, that works. Then the Ramah said, Mebayis the Sukkah is like one pina to the other. So what's the case? It was raining outside. So he made Kiddush inside. It stopped raining. He wanted to continue with the meal in the sukkah. So we said, you need a new Kiddush. Right? So he'd made the Kiddush in the house. He hadn't eaten yet. And he realized it stopped raining, so he can't eat in the house. He has to eat outside. But it was a yard of Kiddush. The Kiddush is in the house, and the Suda is in the sukkah. So Ramos says a yard. Who didn't have it? Kiddush of a sukkah. You can have a scenario where a person made Kiddush in the sukkah, but prior to eating, it started raining. So he went inside. So he had the Kiddush in the sukkah and the chila inside. The Suda was inside. Kiddush, the same movie, but Kiddush for Besukkah, the Shom Ritzalech of Abayas. So all of these scenarios we're saying that he doesn't have to make a new Kiddush. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah, says, one second, why is this true? This is Mikhadr L'Khadr without Das. So you could have argued, which is you're not going to argue, is that even though I don't have a specific intent, but we said, same when we said, if the nature of the person is to move around in the house from here to there, it's like he had Das Chachila to move around, even though he didn't think about it actively at the moment of this Kiddush, but that's the way he works. So you could argue maybe that from Sukkah to the Bayis, the Bayis to the Sukkah, listen, it happens, and there's enough of a thought of the possibility in his back of his head, like he had Das for it. But he doesn't say that. Umayri Shasukah Besechabayas. The sukkah was in the house. Shahusar Hayatsiya. And they had a roof which unhinged. So you open up the sukkah in the house and it was the same room as normal. So you're mamish inside of the house. Vein Shom Hefsik Mechitza Acheris Rak Mechitza the sukkah. So there's nothing blocking the access to the rest of the area, other than you put walls of a sukkah. But consider that the kibbutz shem achitzah sukkah suya the tashmish al the shem it's a sukkah. Chasha kibbutz pina lepina below achitzah. We ignore the walls of the sukkah because their primary function is dinei sukkah, not because the person is interested in making a barrier. Well, can't see that the kibbutz shem achitzah sukkah suya the tashmish al the shem it's a sukkah. Chasha kibbutz pina lepina below achitzah. So once that's true, it's a pina, even though you do not have intent and you didn't move, you're still yotze. So here also, if however the access to the sukkah, you have to go outside. So now what's being masik between you and the sukkah is not the walls of the sukkah, it's the walls of the house. That havelik mecheder lecheder. That's like going from one room to the next. So Shane died to Mitzkila, the Tzarek, the Kaddish, Shane's. So that would be the situation. A person needs to make a new Kiddush because he wasn't yet to Kiddush Malkam Suda when he made the Kiddush in the house and he has to go inside. Because from the house to inside is like a whole new place.
From the Sukkah to inside.
I'm sorry, Dave. From the Sukkah to inside. Yeah. Unless you have the advantage that you can cite the original place. So, beer and dibre ramal if he mashu beer like magan of rum. That's the magan of rum's approach in the ramal. I mean, they should yesh poiskim mecholkim al kol zeh for shabbat dibre halacha. However, there's some who have a whole different approach to this topic. Can tell you because shabbat alakar achakidish es dirosh el sura. It would be appropriate before the person moves. She yesh to mitchila revias yain b'makom ho to drink revias of yain. The host chosh vayinzekim makom sura come on kilo come on. So if I can, before I leave, I'm not washing right now, I'm not eating bread yet, to drink some more wine. If I drink a revias of wine, there's a sheet that was held, that's called a suda, and therefore the kiddush was a welcome suda. The sheet is a guy, and we're going to bring here in the sim, later in the simon. So based on that argument, so that would be the best thing to do. Listen, Lisha Yards, according to that sheet, that you're not. Once you start with your head kiddush makom suda, you're at the kiddush and you start your meal, you can move somewhere else in the middle of the meal.
That
doesn't bother me.
Somewhere.
But over here, my relative, the case was, he said kiddush and immediately it started raining heavily and he needed to leave. So you know what? Stay for another 30 seconds and drink a revias of wine and you'll save yourself a lot of headache. Okay. Rav, Kol Shabroi Makam, Shakim and Shayachal Makam Masuda. The rest is Makam Shakidish. When you're eating, you can still see where you make Kiddush. Fill the Echelon, even through a window. Fill the Rock makes this Makam only partially. Chashav Akol Kamakam Echad. That's all. That's one big room, one big area. Okay. So that allow you to work. Re'iyah allows you to work even filling by the chatzar. Wouldn't be by the bais and roya makamai. Mishal yachad hakavu b'moshechama b'shakshom imafsi b'neim. If they can see from one house to the other, there's no barrier, halachic barrier. There's nothing in the middle which would prevent the person from going across. So that's the Siddur Malkam Echad, and therefore, since he can see from one to the other, he'd be able to say Kiddush Malkam Siddur by doing so. Fine. This shita that Mibayis the Chatzar is acceptable because you can see that's only something usable b'shas atchak. Shuyuchol lisa mevakim kiddush, where he can't do this at chachila. If he made kiddush, he should be eating there. If it's some reason why he can't, if something forcing him, she set mechan the shita, something forcing him to move. Lavachi is not much lavachim Mibayis the eyes hayad in riyas mevakim. One house to the next with riyas lying on riyas mevakim is not appropriate. Kesh achadim shemachriyam afilu b'diavad. Some say b'diavad you're not yet a kiddush, so. Chepernished, especially not the Hatchila. Okay. Then he said, if he had Kiddush with intent to move, if he makes the Kiddush in room A and then eats in room B, but that was his plan, that works. But it's only if both the A and B are both in the same building. It's under one roof. That's called Bayis Echad for this purposes. Yeah. The Bir Lochem raises this suggestion that even though you didn't have Tanai, that you might move by the Sukkah case, we should give it the status of possibly planning to move, because that's the nature of the relationship of the Sukkah. That if it rains, you have to go inside. If it stops raining, you go outside. So there's, even though there's not an active thought process about that, it's like an app running in the background saying, okay, I might have to move. So he has Das for that purpose. Fine. Base. If kiddush and bayis echad amanas lechol sham, echad nimuch lechol makam acher. So last the kiddush makam shuret to lechol sham. So he made kiddush, no intent to move, and it's not the case where you can see it or it's the same room, etc. So then it's not kiddush makam soon anymore. If he makes kiddush and eats a kazayis of bread in the same place, he's done. He's had kiddush and he said a suda. Suda is a kazayis, at least a kazayis of bread. Kazayis yotzik to come on. But if he ate a kazayis and then mokum, that's good enough. So the case over here was that he couldn't eat a kazayis there, or he didn't eat a kazayis there. He then decides to move to somewhere else. Even if it's a different room in the same building, since he wasn't planning on it, you're not going to move. Okay. Gimel.
Are we going to deal later if the Kazayas was Mazonis?
Mr. Burr talks about it later on.
Okay.
What's the definition of a Suda? Or it's this idea in Tifei, Mochel Dabra Muat, the Shosa Kershayayin. So that's in Tifei. Im Kiddush Veloy Saat. So Mechaber says that Kiddush Malkim Suda is a Tanai Ma'akev in the Kiddush. The Kiddush without a Suda subsequent to it is not called Kiddush. You're not yet to Kiddush. You have to do the Kiddush again. Rav Moshe actually has an interesting shita. Rav Moshe holds that there's a din you can't eat before Kiddush. So we should add another layer over here that this person now ate before Kiddush. Or drank before Kiddush. He made Kiddush. He drank. He didn't eat the meal. So he's not yet to Kiddush. Welcome to those. He's not yet to Kiddush. Many of them he drinks like he drank without Kiddush. So that's not true. This does have a shame Kiddush on it enough that if a person ate or drank during that point, he was not over eating or drinking before Kiddush. But when he's saying Kiddush to Yotze means, but there's a Tanai that Kiddush has to be said. So there's one din of Kiddush. You have to take Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat. There's another law for Kiddush has to be said in conjunction with the meal that you haven't fulfilled. So you're forced to say Kiddush again because of that condition. It's not ma'akev in being yotze to the Kiddush.
I've been to a shul that they say Kiddush Shabbos morning, like in the main sanctuary. You know how they, like what they're relying on to do that?
And then they don't eat there. They eat out in the hall or something? They go to the hall to eat?
Yeah, the social. I assume they do it to make sure people hear Kiddush at least before they eat.
So that's what you said before. If you, it's in the same building, and when you make Kiddush, you had intent to move from one room to the next. So you make the Kiddush in room A, and you eat in your room B. You said that works. Since it's in the same building, and you had intent. But Sir Moshe was dealing with the people of Makban and Gebrok. So how they want to make Kiddush in Shul, what are making Kiddush on? So the minhag historically was that we'd have nuts, and they would have some people had some type of a herring or something like that, but there's no mezuzahs, right?
Right.
So how do you make kiddush in shul? So you don't get brachos. I mean, where's your mezuzahs? So the minhag was the people make kiddush and eat nuts. So Moshe says, so the Mishnah Berurah passed the way Mishnah Berurah reads. Not only you're not yet to kiddush, you have to say kiddush again, but you know how to eat. It's not Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. Malkum Suda. It's not Kiddush. So there's an issue to eat. You're eating before Kiddush. Moshe says, no, it's mutar to eat. You fulfill Kiddush, so you ought to eat now.
Who says?
But the Kiddush and Malkum Suda you don't fulfill. So you're forced to say Kiddush again a second time because of that.
Who says it's mutar to eat? Ramoah?
Ramosha finds
it.
Now, Zot the Ramoah Viter. The same as Allah of Kiddush B'Malkum Suda. That means it has to be in the proximity of where the meal takes place. In the sense of time, it has to be immediate as well. I mean, we can understand, let's make an exaggerated case. Person makes Kiddush here, an hour later he eats a meal here. No, it's Kiddush and Malkum Suda. It's not a Kiddush together. The Kiddush had no shaykhus to the meal. It wasn't Kiddush and Malkum. It was physically in the same place. That's not called Malkum Suda. This wasn't Malkum Suda till an hour later. It's a room, but it's not Malkum Suda until an hour later. So if I pause between my Kiddush and my meal, it's not called having Kiddush in the place where you're having your meal. So Tzarek Lechol, Mimakim Kiddush La'alter, so he has to eat immediately. Oishihei B'dayte Lechol Shamiyad. Avalav Hachi, Afilo Alchem B'makim Kiddush Eni Yotze. If he didn't eat right away, and he didn't have intent to eat, make the Kiddush and connect it to the... It just... So, he's not Yotze. And even if he ends up eating there, you say it's too late. So you're not yotze. But if you make Kiddush planning not to eat until later, which would be problematic, then he comes, I have to eat right away, and he eats. I said, 1 second, but you didn't have that until he comes. So that sort of, I mean, you made the Kiddush, there was no Surah connected to it. Then he corrected that problem, made the Surah right away. So that's fine.
Rabbi, in the case that I mentioned to you, so would one have to not talk? Rely on that
so it's not a question of not talking. What we're saying right now is that the interruption should be as minimal as possible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I mean, more a partial example here: people in the Kiddush and they sit in shmooz instead of going to wash and eating the meal, right? So the Rambam is saying you have to eat louder. So you have to find what louder means. You know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 20 minutes. I mean. You know, so these people that, you know, they so we'll see what the definition of la'alter is, or at least we'll talk around the definition of la'alter a little bit. Okay. The Mishabura Yud Aleph. I've been a Kiddush. You're not yet say Kamashalon the Lloyd Tema Dafkim Ritzalekal Bamokamakar, Hudla Mahani Kiddush Lhatala Bahila. That not only is this a problem when you make Kiddush in place A, planning to have the meal in place B? Kimashal Kiddush Malkam Surah, because there he clearly made Kiddush not in the place where the meal is going to be. Right? Abelim Enoi writes the Lisa Rachakach Klau, Yatzak Apali Mede Kiddush, but it's not, I'm not planning to eat somewhere else, I'm just not eating right now. I'll eat in 2 hours from now, over here. But, right? But, you know, I'm right now, there's not plenty to eat. Maybe that's less of a problem. There he says, Kamashulam, that's also a problem. You must have an active action of having a meal in conjunction with the Kiddush, to be yotze. And the same thing, you have to eat the Mokim Kiddush, La'alter. Well, Yafsek Afilu Zman Kotzer. Mishabur says that the alter means la'alter. You really should not have any type of time lapse between the Kiddush and the meal. So, according to Mishabur, like if the person makes Kiddush, really the appropriate thing is everybody should go wash immediately. They shouldn't be standing around shmoozing because you're not supposed to make any type of interruption. Okay, so and if you have a situation, we're not going to say the person they took 3 minutes before they, you know, before they made, you know, they started the meal. That's not what we're talking about. But the chaskila person really should not be masik at all. The Masid Dishar here brings from the Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Emden said the shear is of the not the makam suda is a pause of chaf bei zama. Right, so if you do your math, that's about 12 seconds, about 10, 12 seconds. Not a very big time. What? So now you know why the minute the Ashkenazim was they already washed before the Kiddush.
Uh-huh.
Right. A person had to step out for a reason. He doesn't lose his din kiddush because he stepped out. So he says, you have the kiddush and you have the meal here. The fact that you stepped out in the middle, it's not the chavchila, but the mice, you have the kiddush and you have the meal here. So that's good. That works. But some disagree. Okay, I'm sorry, 1 second. Stay away from that idea of stepping out in the middle. If a person had to go to the bathroom, over there we could argue that's also part of Tzorach Yisur. The more says it's not proper to eat the meal with the person needing to relieve himself. It's part of Tzorach Yisur. So he made Kiddush, went to the bathroom, and he made a moitzi. Seemingly he stepped out to go to the bathroom because they were out. That we're stepping on that sheet that's not considered the shirkas gedola, that's not a problem because you made kiddush here and you had the meal here. The fact you sat out in the middle is not a problem. The eshkolkim would hold it is a problem, but we're going to be somewhat on the shirkas gedola. Okay, now the Ramah said you have to eat immediately. Or should have intent to eat immediately. It sounds like from the reading of the summary of the Ramah, learning the Dharma in the morning. The early morning. So, the simple reading of the Ramah sounds like either the person has to eat there right away, or have intent to eat there right away, even though you don't eat right away. Right? That's the simple reading of the Ramah is. Either one is enough. So the Mishmaroi Shehei, Moshe Oi, the word over here, mavur the mikar lomar shayidai to leperish b'shas kiddush lechol la'alter el b'stamus. So the first case was the person wasn't thinking about when we're going to have the meal. So he made kiddush. He's saying, "Yeah, and we'll have the meal right away." He was thinking, "Oh, we'll figure it out." And afilu hachi yotze kiddush lechol la'alter. We say, "Okay, even though you didn't have the active intent to eat immediately, but since you ate immediately, wonderful." Okay. I'm sorry. Let's wait. The first case was he didn't have das to move somewhere else. Excuse me, to eat right away. El b'stama, fil hachi yotze kim shachol alta. But since the mice ate right away, it's good. Now, what's the second case? Torah shminin. If he had intent for that purpose, he wasn't able to eat right away for whatever reason. Since he had intent to eat right away over here, and he did something which really would facilitate that, but an oinus happened. So that's also yotz. If he had intent to eat right away, he said Kiddush, and some reason prevented him from eating right away, and meanwhile he stepped out to go somewhere else, that far we can't be making. A person is moving from one place to the other in a way which is inside the building, which you said that there's no need for a new bracha, so you're to Kiddush as well. If the person did not eat right away or had intent to eat right away, even though he ended up eating, it's not yotze. He didn't plan to eat right away. He planned to say Kiddush, and he'll take care of something else without eating. Even though the interruption later on ends up being because it's something beyond his control. And he ends up eating in there. The interruption was something for Tzarek HaSudas, so that's not a Hefzik issue. Finish off, Mr. Brewer. Shomayad. If he wasn't planning to eat either right away, and he ended up eating right away, it's fine. Pirish. He planned to eat later on. He's planning somewhere else. So he's really good to go in that situation. Okay.